ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ
Deham
imam
dhira
sukapam
vayasi
shiram vidhaya vidupayar
ata
yunjati
siddhaye
Kechid deha imam dhira Sukhapam vayasi shiram Vidhaya vidho payar Ata yunjati siddhaye Kechid
Some
Deham
The material body
Imam,
this,
dhira,
self-control,
sukhapam,
fit,
vayasi,
in youth,
siram,
fix,
vidhaya,
making,
vividha,
by
various, upayai,
means
ata
thus
yunjati
they
engage
siddhaye
for the achievement of material perfections. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. By various methods, some yogis free the body from disease and old age and keep it perpetually youthful. Thus they engage in yoga for the purpose of achieving material mystic perfections. Please repeat, by various methods.
Some yogis
free the body from disease
and old age
and keep it perpetually
youthful.
Thus they engage in yoga
for the purpose of achieving material mystic perfections.
Purport. The process described here is meant to fulfill one's material desires, not to bring one transcendental knowledge. Therefore, this process cannot be accepted as devotional service to the Lord. According to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, despite all such mystic perfections, the material body will ultimately die. Actual, eternal youth and happiness are available only on the spiritual platform of Krishna consciousness. Om jnana tamarandasya jnanam jana sarakya chakshum balitam jena tatrai shetana mukam kodvajalam pangunam vayate gurin Yakripataraham Vande Sri Guru Yataranam Vanchakapati Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyascha Vaishnavi Yoga Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Karada Vasati Gaura Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama So this verse is explaining some of the mystic abilities of yogis, which we aren't very interested in. There's many different mystic abilities that people can attain by practicing yoga. Fortunately, we were given our spiritual life by Srila Prabhupada, who understood the essence of yoga, which is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Yoginam Sarvesam Manchitanam Dragman Shradavam Jitayam Sumayitam. Of all yogis, he who abides in me with great faith, meditating on me in love, he is the highest. So this is the highest yoga, to engage in devotional service. And this is actually the meaning of the word yoga. Connection. Connecting with Krishna again. As long as we're disconnected from Krishna, then there's frustration. Yeah. It's like mentioned here in the purport that they may become very advanced in yoga, mysticism, and almost perpetually remain youthful, but everybody dies. Can't avoid it. So fortunately, we have very good direction on how to achieve the highest goal of life. Srila Prabhupada, he explained that there are so many people coming, so many yogis coming to the West to preach their message. But no one came to give Krishna bhakti, devotional service. Everyone came basically to get some wealth, you know, all these yogis, get some wealth, get some recognition. But no one came to give the highest truth, the highest information, which is bhakti. Although they had information of Krishna, they all have information of Krishna, but they didn't give it out, keeping it a secret. But Srila Prabhupada, he came to the West and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is what is called the Hare Krishna movement. And this Hare Krishna mantra is such a prominent aspect of our society, is that sometimes we're on book distribution and people say, "Are you Hare Krishna?" I'm a Hare Krishna. Are you Krishna? No, we're servants of Krishna. So it's so prominent, this Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada, he wanted to make Krishna very, very well known. Prabhupada, one time he said that he wanted the Hare Krishna mantra to be so well known, it was like a household word. This is what he wanted. So an interesting thing happened maybe about 35 years ago. There was one GBC member, Balavanta. He was GBC at that time. Now he's a lawyer helping our society in many ways. So he was in his kitchen, in his house in Alachua, and his little daughter runs into her father, Balavanta, and says, "Pita, Pita, Bugs Bunny is chanting Hare Krishna." Bugs Bunny's chanting. So he went in the living room, and sure enough, Bugs Bunny. You all heard of Bugs Bunny, yeah? The cartoon character. So he's rowing a boat, and he's chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare." You can't get much more household than that, yeah? That means that literally millions of children all over the country were hearing Hare Krishna. And their parents also. He's one of the most popular cartoon characters. So with that, I think Prabhupada's desire was fulfilled in Hare Krishna being the household word. So Prabhupada, he wanted everybody to know about Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is very wonderful. God is very wonderful. There's so many different conceptions of God. You know, that God, he is a scorekeeper. You know, someone sent, all right, you go to hell, there's one to hell, all right, you're pious, you go to heaven, there's one to heaven, you go to hell, you go to heaven, you go to, you know, like God is just a universal scorekeeper, you know, saying who goes to hell, who goes to heaven. And then when you go to hell, you burn forever. Such a horrible conception of God. I mean, if that were true, just like a regular father, if his son does something, he might punish him, but eternally, just constant punishment. What kind of a father would do that? Just the rest of the kid's life, he's just being punished by his father because he did something wrong. It's ridiculous. Such wild conceptions of God. No, God is the kindest, most wonderful person. Many times, especially amongst the youth, when I tell them about Krishna, I tell them Krishna is the coolest person. They can understand that language. Krishna's cool, man. He's very attractive. There's a word for Krishna, Kautiki, which means Krishna, he has the best sense of humor. Krishna's very funny. There's so many comedians all over the planet. Where are they getting their ideas from? Krishna. Man, Krishna must be very funny. Yeah. And he makes his friends laugh all the time. In the spiritual world, you know, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, after Lord Boar had killed Hiranyaksha, it's described in the Bhagavatam, that then he went back to his abode in the Vaikuntha, where there is a constant festival. So we all like festivals. So the spiritual world means constant festival. Yeah. But no intoxication, no lust, no frustration. Just a constant, wonderful festival going on in the spiritual world. So our understanding of God and our understanding of the spiritual world is something that people have never dreamt of, can't imagine. And one purport Prabhupada says, in the spiritual world there is no dead matter. Everything is alive. Everything can see, everything can hear, everything moves, everything speaks, everything is fully animate. Pretty amazing. So this is the spiritual world. Very amazing place. And Krishna, although the description of the spiritual world is so wonderful, but it wouldn't be nice, actually, if Krishna wasn't there. What makes it really attractive is Krishna is there. He's all attractive. So Prabhupada wanted everybody to know about Krishna. He never hid Krishna, except for one time, believe it or not. And this was in about 1970, when Prabhupada went to India. He took about 30 devotees with him from America, and they went to this one city, Madras, Chennai, and they were staying at one minister's home. Very nice gentleman. So one of the devotees that was traveling around with Prabhupada was a little girl named Saraswati, 3 years old or so. So this host, this minister, he very much liked this little Saraswati. She was a very Krishna conscious child, so he liked her very much. So he wanted to give her a present. So he gave her a solid silver murti of Krishna. So she was very happy. So she was playing with it, and then she set it down, and Prabhupada went to this gentleman. He said, you know, it's nice that you've given her this nice present, but it's a very expensive present. She's a little girl. It's very likely that she may lose it. So maybe you can get another, more to you, less expensive, so that it's not such a big loss if she loses it. So the host said, yeah, I can understand it. It's more practical. So he went and he had another murti of Krishna. So he took that one. And then Saraswati came back. And Krishna wasn't where she had put him. So she asked the devotees, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? He's not here. Where is Krishna? So Prabhupada immediately caught her mood. So he said, well, maybe he's in the bedroom. So she ran into the bedroom and she's darting around. She's looking. No Krishna. She came back. No, he's not there. Well, maybe he's in the kitchen. So she ran into the kitchen, looking everywhere. Can't find Krishna. And then she comes back. No. Well, maybe he's behind the pot. She runs over, looks behind the pot. No. Looking everywhere, becoming very absorbed in looking for Krishna. And then he started chanting a verse. He said, Hey Radhe Vraja Devike Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kuta, Sri Govardhana Kapa Paramatale, Kalindi Vanye Kuta, Gosantavati Sarvato Vrajapare, Kedar Mahavi Vilo, Vande Rupa Sanatana Rabu Yugo, Sri Jiva Gopalo. At the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were running all about Vrindavan looking for Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, and Radharani, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. And they were shouting, where are you, Krishna? Are you on Govardhan Hill? Or are you on the bank of the Yamuna under the Kapaviksha trees? Where are you? They're always running around looking for Krishna. Maybe some devotees can move forward. We have some guests coming. So this is the mood of little Saraswati. She's looking for Krishna, frantically looking for Krishna. So then one devotee, Syama Sundar, the father of little Saraswati, he said to Saraswati, Saraswati, who has Krishna? Who has Krishna? And then it dawned on her, Prabhupada has Krishna. So she ran over to Prabhupada and she paid obeisances to Prabhupada and says, she said, Prabhupada, you have Krishna? Yes, I have Krishna. By then, this man had come back and he had handed the murti. He saw the whole thing, so he handed it to Prabhupada and then he gave it to Saraswati. And even though it was a different murti, she was very happy she had found Krishna. So this is the one and only time Prabhupada hid Krishna. And it increased everybody's Krishna consciousness. Because all the devotees, there's about 30 devotees there, and they're watching this amazing exchange between this little girl and Prabhupada, the Paramahansa. And he was increasing her Krishna consciousness, and everybody else's. So this is a pure devotee. By his every action, he's increasing people's Krishna consciousness. And this is the goal of the human form of life. This is the actual meaning of real yoga. Now this verse mentions that some yogis, they can actually become free of disease by their yoga processes. But the main disease is the one that they can't get free of, and that's the false ego. Nivrtitarsar upagiyamanas bhavosya trota manoviram kavutuma shloka gunanama punapumang virajeta vinapashugna. It's described that glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is relished by those who are no longer interested in the false temporary pleasures of this material world. And this glorification of Krishna, this is the medicine that can cure the disease of material contamination. And who but the butcher, the meat eater, or one who is trying to kill his own self will not be attracted to this medicine. So this is the real medicine. Of course, we also want to take care of our body. I'm having a little bit of a health problem now. But what's most important is that we, the soul, become healthy. And this process that we've undertaken is the way to become healthy again. And when we become healthy spiritually, then no more death, no more old age, no more disease, no more anxiety. And we go back to the spiritual world. Finished. Material life is finished. Prabhupada said, when you go back to the spiritual world, Krishna will be there. He'll shake your hand and he'll say, "It's nice to see that you aren't insane anymore." Because everybody in the material world, they're insane, thinking that we're the body. We're American or Indian or Australian or Chinese. It's a disease. So this process of Krishna consciousness, this purifies us of this contamination. Iti sadasikam nama kali kamasanasana nata pratarupaya sarvadeshanishita. That if one looks throughout all the Vedic literatures, one will not find a process so wonderful as the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And this chanting of Hare Krishna can free one of all the contamination of this age and counteract all the sins of Kali Yuga. This is a very, very degraded age. You may have noticed. Huh? Very degraded. There's one pastime, and the pastime is of Lord Ramachandra. You know, Vibhishan, he's the brother of Ravana. And seeing the atrocities of Ravana, eventually he decided, I'm going to leave my brother. And he decided to go to Ram, to the side of Ram. So when he was going to Ram to tell him that I wanted to be on his side, he came with many of his associates. So the soldiers on the side of Ram, they prepared for battle because they thought he was coming to fight. But he sent a message, "No, I'm not here to fight. I want to join you. I understand Ravana. He's gone off too far. So I don't want to be with him." And many of the soldiers, under the guidance of Ram, they didn't believe him. They didn't want to take him. They thought it was a trick. He's the brother of Ravana. He's a Rakshasa. How can we trust him? You know, it's a trick. He's just going to get into our, get in around us, and then it's going to be a backfire. So, but Ramachandra said no. Let him come. So he was, Ramachandra, he wanted to hear what he had to say. And he explained that he lost faith in his brother, doesn't want to be with him. And still, many of the associates of Ram didn't believe him. So the way he convinced them, the way Vibhishan convinced them that he wants to be a part of Ram's army, he said, "If what I am saying is not true, then may I become a king in Kali Yuga." And then they all believed him. Okay. We believe you now. No doubt. because Kali Yuga is just bad news. Kalar doshanid hey rajan asti yeka mahadgun. Krishna deva Krishna se amukta samaparam. At this age of Kali, it's filled with so many faults. So many faults. Can't imagine. But the one good quality of the sage is that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one can become completely purified of all material contamination and develop one's love for Krishna. So this Hare Krishna mantra is a handicap for the Kali Yugites. Although at such a degraded age, we have this very powerful, wonderful process of purification. So, again, with these so many different types of yogis that are teaching their so-called knowledge. Prabhupada, one time he was in India and he was traveling around with the devotees. And they went to one town where there was a yogi who had taken the vow of monam. You know, monam, right? He had taken a vow of silence. And he hadn't spoken for 25 years. So he's very famous in this particular town. So they went and they told Prabhupada about this yogi. And Prabhupada said, actually, this is very good that he's taking this vow of monam. And all the yogis should take this vow of monam. Because when they speak all nonsense. So devotees also take the vow of monam in the sense that we don't speak nonsense. We speak about Krishna. That's also monam. It's like there's a statement in the by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Mana prasadak saumyatnam maunam atma vinigra bhavir sang siddhichetad tapo manasam ushchate. There's five austerities of the mind. One of them is to be satisfied in Krishna consciousness. It's an austerity because there's so many things happening in the material world. It's Kali Yuga, there's so many things happening out there. Movies and internet and television, and, you know, so many crazy things happening. And so many, you know, most people are attracted to all this. But if we take up Krishna consciousness and we're satisfied in chanting Hare Krishna, we're satisfied in serving Krishna, associating with the devotees, it's an austerity. A lot of devotees can't do it. Prabhupada actually said 90% of my disciples, they'll leave. It may already be on that, to that level, most of the level. To be satisfied in Krishna consciousness is an austerity. But if you're getting a taste, then it's not an austerity at all. So we have to pray to Krishna to get this taste, so we're not attracted to this material nature. Mana prasadak saumyatvam. Saumyatvam means straightforward, honest. Not only do we have to be honest with others, but we have to be honest with ourselves. Sometimes we have this idea of ourselves, which is kind of inflated a little bit, a little overboard. You know? We think we're some big devotee or something, false ego. We had to be honest with others. Prabhupada, one time, amazing statement, Prabhupada said in one lecture, he said, we should be so honest that if a thief comes to us and asks, how much money do you have, we should tell them. I had to rewind that just to make sure I heard it right. Prabhupada said, devotees of Krishna should be adored as being perfectly honest. Honesty is a difficult thing now. Yudhisthira was famous as, who knows what he was most famous as? Truthful. Yes. He's very truthful, very honest. So much so that there's that amazing pastime of Krishna. When Dronacharya, he was fighting very valiantly, very powerful warrior, and he was killing so many of the soldiers on the side of the Pandavas. So they thought, we had to do something. So Krishna came up with an idea. He told Yudhisthira, Yudhisthira, you go and you tell Dronacharya that Ashwatthama is dead. Because Dronacharya made this vow that he would fight until he heard that his son had died. As soon as he hears that, then I'll stop fighting. But Ashwatthama, his son, had not died. This was Krishna's trick. Krishna can be a little tricky. So Yudhisthira hesitated in following the instructions of Krishna. So as soon as he hesitated, his chariot, which was not touching the ground to that point, crashed to the ground because he hesitated in following the instructions of Krishna, who is above all morality, is absolute. He purifies immoral things. It's like he killed his uncle, Kamsa. But what was the result? He got liberation. So whatever Krishna does, it's above any so-called morality. But Yudhisthira, somehow he didn't catch that immediately. But then he thought again. Then he thought, all right, I'll figure out how to do this right. So he went to Dronacharya and he said, Ashwatthama, the elephant, is dead. Because there was an elephant named Ashwatthama that was dead, that had died. So that way he followed the instruction of Krishna. And it worked. He stopped fighting. And he didn't lie. But he hesitated. That was the problem. It's even mentioned that he had to see hell because he hesitated. So what was it that put me on that story? Anybody remember?
Good for life.
Huh?
Five things.
Oh yeah. We were talking about the be straightforward, honest. Yeah. So Yudhisthira, he was the most honest. He was famous as being honest, never telling a lie. So that means that doesn't say much for everybody else. Right? Everybody else is lying then. Even they did one survey in America that the average person tells about 20 lies a day. Yeah. We don't have a very good reputation over there. Because there's white lies and black lies, you know, this little. So in general, people are not very honest. So mana prasadak somyaka monam. There's that word, monam. Monam, actually, Prabhupada mentions the translation of this word is gravity. Gravity. Sober-minded. Doesn't speak nonsense. Just like the tongue has two activities, tasting and speaking. So one Prabhupada says the main symptom of a non-devotee is they talk nonsense. And the main symptom of a devotee is he speaks about Krishna. So that's mona. That's gravity. Now Prabhupada, he was very grave. But he was also, he had an incredible sense of humor. Very, very funny. So he but still, he was, because he was so grave, and he had this incredible sense of humor, this an interesting, nice combination, actually. It's very funny. One time he was giving class, and he said, "When I was young, I was very athletic." He was a sportsman. He used to play soccer. He was a goalie, because he didn't want to run back and forth. So he was a goalie. So he said, "When I was young, I was strong, I was healthy. Now," he lifted up his arm and he started going like this with his skin hanging, he said, "Flat tire." Very fun. But very grave also. Like Krishna. Krishna's very funny, also very grave. Spoke Bhagavad Gita. Maunam. So Manaprasarak Somyaga Maunam Atma Atma Vernigraha means pure mind. Atma means mind also, so. So it's an austerity to have a pure mind. So, and that's one of the greatest austerities, is to be pure. Because we've collected all this junk, you know, all this material desires, and now we're trying to get free of these material desires. Not an easy thing. Like I was saying before, the greatest challenge we'll ever face is to become pure. Again, we have this lust and greed, envy, illusion. Prabhupada was speaking about this. He said this lust is a covering of the soul. Just like if you have some iron and you have a magnet. Now the magnet is and the iron, they're attracted. Yeah. But if some rust gets on the iron, if a lot of rust gets on the iron, then no attraction anymore. Right? So we're naturally attracted to Krishna. But we have this lust which is covering the soul. And therefore we don't have so much attraction to Krishna. Because of this disease. So, but if you, with this iron, if you scrape off this rust from the iron, then again, the magnet will be attracted to the iron. So what we're doing in this Krishna consciousness process is we're scraping off this lust. Every time we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, we're scraping off that lust. And eventually, again, also there will be that attraction to Krishna. But we also have to be patient. We have to be determined. Utsaha nischyadharya. We have to be very determined. And we have to be patient. Confident. This is the way back to perfection. One time Prabhupada was in Los Angeles with many of the GBC members. And Prabhupada was very grave. This was his grave mood. So he looked around at all his GBC men. And he said, "Are you convinced?" And no one said anything. Prabhupada was very powerful, very grave. About 30 seconds, no one said anything. And then he looked at him and said, "Well, I'm convinced." He was asking, "Are you convinced about Krishna consciousness?" And no one could say completely that I'm convinced. And it's because of this lack of faith or conviction that we don't love Krishna. If we had complete faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we would fully surrender. But because there's still that, there's a little lack, or a lot, maybe a lot, lack of that faith or conviction or understanding. But again, by this process, then our faith grows. At least we have faith in Prabhupada. Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakur. We have some faith in Krishna. Maybe not complete, but something is there. Enough to keep us here. And it'll grow. It'll grow as we continue on. So mana prasadak saumyagam maunam atma vinigram bhava sansir yachita tapos mana sansir. These are the different austerities of the mind. So maybe I'll stop there. Any question or comment? Yes?
Five qualities of the mind. So one is mana. What are the
other ones?
Mona?
There's mana prasada, being satisfied. Being satisfied, being honest, straightforward. Monam means being grave. And then monam atma, being pure. Bhava sangsidir ityetat. Now, Bhava Sang Sidhir. Self-control. There it is. Good thing she had the Bhagavad Gita open right there. Thank you. Self-control. That's another difficult one. You have to control the mind. Mind is going here and there, always. Yeah. Just like when we're chanting japa, you may have noticed that the mind is sometimes going. Mm-hmm. You ever notice that? All the time, right? Go ahead. Therefore, Krishna says, or actually, no, Arjuna, chanchalam, yamana Krishna. Mind is flickering. Chanchalam, yamana Krishna. Chanchalam. What is it? How's it go? Chanchalam Himana Krishna. Anybody remember that word? Pramati means mad. Balavad, strong. Balavad, dridham, determined. Yeah, so it's the mind is very flickering. But I'll tell you, one little thing that helped me control my mind. Little trick. Because the mind is nonsense. Yeah, so we have to do something to control the mind. Actually, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakur, he said, the mind is a non-devotee. It's a rascal. So what we're doing now is we have the mind in the bhakta program. Okay. We're trying to turn our mind into a bhakta again. See, we also have a pure mind. Like in the spiritual world, they also have a mind. But they have a pure mind. So now we're trying to turn our rascal mind into a pure mind again. So Bhakti Chirta Swami, who's probably there with Krishna now, what he would do when he would chant japa is when he would find himself to be inattentive, he would back up on one or two beads and then he would go forward again. Interesting. Because if we just, what I find, if I just keep chanting and my mind is, you know, going off, then you just keep chanting and your mind is off. But if you find, as soon as you find you're inattentive, you back up, then that catches the mind. You know, it doesn't need to, otherwise it just keeps on going all over the place, right? But if you catch it and then you back up, and then you start chanting again. This is kind of like training for the mind. Very good. Now we have a disciple right here. Raja Krishna, disciple, he does like this, right? Also. So as soon as I heard that, I thought, oh, this is good. You know, just like there's people do physical training, people do educational training. So this is mind training also. So try this out. It's very, very good. As soon as you see the mind going off, all right, then back up a beat or two and then go forward. You know, training the mind. And you have to preach to the mind, the higher intelligence. All right, mind. I know you want to think of all kinds of nonsense, but this is the new program. As soon as you go off, we're going to chant more. So if you don't want to chant more, then you better be attentive. Otherwise, you're going to chant more. All right. Hare Krishna. So try that. Very good. The yoga system means to be able to control the mind and senses. So this will help you, I'm sure. Isn't it? We have another practitioner of this training the mind. We had you had your hand up first? Yes.
Two things. One is, firstly, do we know what the fate of Sarasvati is original Krishna?
Do we know what?
What the fate was of Sarasvati is original Krishna? Where
Saraswati?
What happened?
The original Krishna. Yeah, unfortunately, she's not engaged in devotional activities now, but she has very good sanskars, so you never know what's going to happen. But right now she's not very much engaged in devotional activities.
And not Sarasvati herself, the original deity that was given to her. Do we know what happened to the one that Prabhupada switched?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have to ask Malati about that. Well, nobody wanted to, you know, you have to understand there's about 16 GBC in there, 13 or something. And you know, you maybe some wanted to speak up and say, Prabhupada, but nobody wanted to be the one to come out and say, well, Prabhupada, I'm convinced. Maybe there wasn't anybody completely convinced. So, I mean, it's not an easy thing to be 100% completely convinced Krishna is God. You know, it's because we have doubts that we don't fully surrender. That's why we don't fully surrender to Krishna, that there's some doubt there. If I fully surrender to Krishna, will I be completely happy? Will I be completely content? Some little doubts there. Yeah. And also there's the contamination that we're dealing with also, which kind of doesn't help us in our conviction, in our being convinced about Krishna. There's still some attraction to the material nature. And many of the GBC men within that room, they actually gave up Krishna consciousness. Most of them, actually. Yeah, this conversation took place maybe 1975 or something. So, we have to pray to Krishna for protection. There's a very nice verse in the 11th canto where Krishna explains how to pray to him in the form of the deity. So Krishna's explained how to pray to him. Prapanam pahimam isha bitam mrityu guharnam. Please protect me, Krishna, who I'm trying to surrender unto you. I'm very fearful of this material existence, standing as I am in the mouth of death. So this is how we should pray to Krishna. Please protect me. Please protect me, my dear Lord. I'm trying to surrender unto you. I'm very fearful of this material existence, standing as I am in the mouth of death. We have to pray to Krishna for protection. Prabhupada also, he was always praying to Krishna for protection. Although he's a pure devotee, he said, I'm always praying to Krishna for protection. Yes, Prabhu.
While we are doing big distribution, whether we distribute small book or whether we distribute big book, what is more important?
Well, Prabhupada liked the big books, because big books last longer. Small books people throw away much easier. People with a big book, they put it in their library bookcase. But small books are easier to just throw them away. But if you have a hard time distributing big books, then that's all right, distributing small books. There was one person who got a little pamphlet on the way to Krishna, the transcendental teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, maybe an 18-page pamphlet. He got that pamphlet, he took it home, and he read it, and as he was reading it, he was shocked to hear how powerful the person was that wrote that. Nobody writes like Prabhupada, smashing materialistic civilization. Nobody does like Prabhupada. And this person was an educated young man. And after he finished that pamphlet, 18 pages, he decided, I have to get more books. So he sent off to the BBT and he got more books. And for some reason he couldn't get the fifth canto. So he knew that there was devotees in the city there that distributed books, so he went to try to get one. So he approached one lady and she said, no, I don't have a fifth canto, but if you want to come to the temple, we can get one there. He said, no, you're not going to get me to go to the temple. You see, he had faith in the books, but not the devotees so much. So then somehow he got the fifth canto later. But this lady, she said, well, anyway, you can't get the book now, but maybe you can give a donation to the temple. And he said, I don't have my checkbook on me. She said, that's okay, we can go to your flat. So he said, oh God, I can't believe it. All right. So went to the flat, came down with his checkbook. And he said, listen, I'm only going to give you $2,000. She said, no, you have to give five. I can't believe it. How did I get into this? He said, all right. $5,000. So then he was... somehow he heard that Prabhupada was coming to the temple, New York temple. It's 1974 or something like that. No, 1973. So he thought, oh, Prabhupada's coming. I have to meet him. I have to meet this person. So he went and he met Prabhupada. And when he first met Prabhupada, he decided he's going to surrender to Krishna. So that person is Devamrita Swami. Who is coming here on the 13th? Right? So, what started his Krishna consciousness was an 18-page pamphlet. Just to give you an idea, don't be discouraged about distributing small books. They also awaken people's Krishna consciousness, as we see in this wonderful example. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada, please.